Welcome to the Points to Podiums podcast. I'm Lori Hemmett.
I'm Nolan Hemmett.
Another dominant performance from Max Verstappen this weekend, this time in front of his home crowd in the Dutch Grand Prix at Zandvoort Circuit. Wow, there was a lot of orange there this weekend.
Yeah, no flares. I thought there were no flares allowed, but there were plenty of flares.
Yep.
Kind of funny though. Like,
everything was orange.
Everything was orange. Good for them for showing up for the McLaren team this weekend. A lot of McLaren fans in the stands.
So many McLaren fans.
Oh, they're all Max.
Oh, wait, what?
They're literally, everyone is rooting for Max.
Okay. Well, and on the slower side and the weirder side of things, one slow pit stop and a wheel gun casualty. And Ferrari's hopes of a world championship get further and further away. Ferrari wasn't the only one, though, with that questionable strategy call this weekend either. Mercedes had an interesting strategy choice, leaving Lewis Hamilton out of his potential first win this year. Whoa, that got really dicey. It was weird in the pit lane. It was just kind of weird all around.
It's just a weird, it weird was pit strange. Lane
yeah.
debacle. It was lots of pit lane debacles.
A lot of debacles. Anyway, plenty to analyze after another incredible weekend of racing. So, let's get to it.
Let's do it.
Max Verstappen picks up his 10th win. 10th win. 10 wins after a commanding win in his home GP. Qualified on pole, beating Leclerc by 0.021 seconds. That was quite the qualifying.
Was pretty sweet.
Right?
Honestly.
Yeah. I was hopeful that Leclerc might do something again, and he did. He did.
Yeah, I mean, he did the best that he could.
Mm-hmm.
Max is just a cheat code right now.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Bull is just too fast.
It's just too really, fast. And Max is driving it lights out.
Yeah, I really think that they could put his seat backwards and the pedals the other way around, and I think he would crawl into
first place.
He'd still be able to win.
I know. There's just something really, really unstoppable feeling about him right now.
He could be breaking records this year. This is the first time he's won four races in a row, mm-hmm. as well as he could be beating Sebastian Vettel and Michael Schumacher's record of their tied record of 13 wins in a season. I think that's definitely possible.
What's Lewis's record of wins in a season? Obviously not 13.
That's a good question.
Yeah, we might have to Google. We might have to Google that.
It's probably double digits.
Yeah.
That's a good question. It's probably like 10 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
I think Verstappen is definitely going to be able to beat that, unless the pace of the Mercedes actually didn't look too bad this weekend. So maybe they could do something about that. I don't think Ferrari can do anything about that right now. Going into Monza, maybe. But Max is just untouchable.
Yeah. I mean, they had a great strategy.
Mm-hmm. Hannah Schmitz. Shout out to her and her strategy team for another great strategy. It's just everything is working like it should at the Red Bull garage, and everything's just nice and greased.
Yep.
It's just like poetry.
It is.
They're all moving, and it's like, how can you stop that? Like, you can't.
I know.
No.
It's I would like to see Perez on the podium more, but he's still the Minister of Defense because he's still driving like lights out to keep everybody away from Max, and I suppose that's a win too. But God, I would like to see him on the podium.
Yeah. I mean, Sergio's fine.
Yeah,
he did drop to third after Leclerc gets third place, but they're still tied at 201 points each.
Yeah,
so. Little more room for Perez. I'm gonna be circling the Max could theoretically be winning this championship in four races after this, depending on if things go their way, obviously. But I would be marking my calendar for Mexico for Sergio. Obviously, it's his home race that comes up in October, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of hope that they just like Christian just says, hey man, here's a win for you.
Yeah,
that'd be great. I'd love to see a Mexican driver win in Mexico.
Oh, wouldn't that be
just
awesome.
I just want to see his dad's reaction again.
Oh, I know.
Because he got third last time. I want to see his reaction when he gets first.
I know. He's such a nice man. I just really like watching him cheer for his kid.
That's great.
It is really cool.
Yeah, I definitely, if we can get if we can get Sergio to win in Mexico, what a great season.
I know. That'd be awesome. Max would have to come in second, though. But he can afford
to lose
one race.
I think he would do
race,
that.
But
right?
I don't know.
After
he seems so on fire right now.
After the defense that Sergio did last year to, like, basically help Max out a lot.
True.
In Abu Dhabi.
Yep.
I think if Sergio does well in qualifying and if Max Verstappen inevitably gets pole position, then I think team orders, I would be, if I'm Max, I'm just, here you go, man. Here's your win. Here's
That'd be
win.
A really nice, like, bromance story.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I would be tuning in for that, for sure.
Well, next week we'll see what happens in Monza. We got to wait a little while to see what happens in Mexico. But here's what I'm most excited about. Ferrari just absolutely falling apart, dropping more points, but dropping more than points, let's be honest.
Yeah, I don't know what the
what happened there,
what the wheel gun budget is at Ferrari, but they might have to expand it.
Oh my god,
after Sergio Perez runs over that guy.
Can you imagine if Sergio's tire would have burst, or if there would have been
picks up a puncture?
Oh my god, it would have been a mess. That was weird. That whole thing was so
it was not. The communication at Ferrari is not ideal, because, like, you have your strategy team that sends out a dummy call to Sainz in the beginning of the lap that says we're going to pit this lap, and then a lap later they do the actual box,
mm-hmm.
like later in the lap, way late in the lap, and then basically as you know Sainz is coming to the pit lane, then they say, hey engineers, are you guys ready? Right, you guys are ready, right?
Oh my gosh. I mean, yeah, they were scrambling. They looked like a...
And then the tires weren't in the right blankets.
Oh,
and
it was so weird. I just don't understand.
Just not.
But here, let's... Can we go backwards? How are the tires in the wrong blanket?
Did they think that, like, Sainz had only three wheels on? Like,
I don't...
Because they had three wheels ready.
It just looked like such a clown show. I was waiting for the circus music.
They must have thought that Sainz was driving the Reliant Robin, the three wheeled car.
It was just bad. It was bad, 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 bad. And then Sainz, you know, drops how many points to, or not points, places to eighth, you know.
And then to add insult to injury, you know, he gets the 5-second penalty for the unsafe release as well for his other pit stop that he does.
Right. I love, you know, his only words are, oh my god.
Oh my god. Yeah, I mean, science.
What do you have to say? I mean, it's just been one bad luck after the next.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah, but, really, just really frustrating for science, and more for Ferrari than science. Science actually did really well.
Under the circumstances. Well, and they ended up, you know, Leclerc ended up, what, P2?
P3.
Oh, sorry, P3. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yep, Russell came in P2. I forgot. But, you know, it was just a debacle. I remember watching it going, what is happening?
Like, we're going into that, right? We're going into the race thinking, all right, what is Ferrari going to do this time to mess up somebody's race? And they do it.
Oh, and they really could have done it. It could have been really bad. I'm so happy nothing bad happened.
On that same pit stop, it's funny. Sergio Perez gets a 2-second pit stop, the fastest this year so far.
Mm-hmm. And then he runs over their gun.
Yep. and then Sainz gets a 13-second pit stop because they didn't have the tires ready. Because the engineer didn't call the pit lane boss that says, hey, you guys ready with blankets and tires, right?
That was just bizarro land. Well, Ferrari had its own set of issues.
They have to, like, show up.
I don't know what they have to do. They have to do something. It seems as if there's just not...
We're going to Monza next week.
I know. It's not a well-oiled machine right now.
We all know that Leclerc's had a, like, history of crashing at Monza.
I know. The devil's in the details, and they're missing it.
What are they going to do?
When you've got the tire in the wrong sleeve, someone is not doing their job. I mean, it really...
Is someone sabotaging the Ferrari?
I go there in my mind, like, is there some, like,
someone's
foul play somewhere?
it's Sainz's cousin.
It just seems too... It's like the two Supermans, the one evil one that tries to sabotage the good one.
Like, everything has gone wrong for them.
I know, and it's bizarro. I don't understand
But, like, it's their fault, though. It's not like...
Well, is it, though? Like,
maybe there's foul play.
I swear, there might be a mole in the Ferrari garage.
If they said tomorrow that like, somebody intentionally snuck into the Ferrari garage and swapped around the blankets...
It wouldn't surprise me.
I would believe them.
I would, too. 100%. Because it just doesn't seem right. I'm sorry. We don't mean to be spreading rumors or
Ferrari,
false truths, but
Ferrari social media team, do some, like, you could make up a conspiracy.
In like a hot minute,
75% of us would believe it.
I know. Oh, that's what's happening with Ferrari. Okay. No wonder. Mm-hmm. Yes, it has to be foul play.
Left the other compounds on the plane. Gotcha.
Right. Yep.
So that's why. Okay.
Oh, wait, somebody's stealing and coming in and shifting? That makes sense.
That totally makes sense.
Yeah,
I would believe it.
It just doesn't make sense that Ferrari's having... These are weird, weird issues they're having. And it's lack of professionalism.
Who knows?
It's so weird.
You know what I'm going to say. It's too many Italians in there.
They need to mix it up. They need to diversify their
portfolio. Hiring process.
A little bit. Yeah, they may, actually. They might just need a little different dynamic. But let's be honest, they're not the only ones with their own set of issues. Mercedes really, really made Lewis Hamilton mad this weekend. Well, I don't think I've ever seen Lewis Hamilton that mad in all the time that I've cared about Formula One, is what, 3 years?
Yeah. I've kind of changed my mind a little bit on this. Because when I saw that they pitted Russell first, I was like, okay, they're just leaving Hamilton to dry. So what happened was, to kind of rewind a little bit, Valtteri Bottas on the main straight completely lost power, like an AlphaTauri or an Alfa Romeo has been known for this year, is technical issues. And he parked it on the grass of the main straight. That brought out a safety car, and then so that made Hamilton P1, Russell P2, and Verstappen P3. That was the three on the podium at the safety car time. What Mercedes opted to do was they say that they were trying to go for the win by pitting Russell for fresh softs when Verstappen was on fresh softs already. Verstappen pitted for fresh softs. That led to Hamilton and then Russell and then Verstappen. So the two Mercedes were out in front. They both had worn mediums. So Russell pitted for a set of used softs. Used softs. They were freshly cleaned, basically. And then that left Hamilton to defend by himself against Verstappen, who had fresh softs and was hunting him down. That's not a great equation for success.
Right.
But you know, they had track position. What I think they should have done is, now this is where it gets muddy, because a great call to Hannah Schmitz and her strategy team for doing this, because this put Mercedes in a huge, tough position. They either A, leave both cars out, and Verstappen has to fight through Russell and then fight to get to Hamilton. So maybe you can have Russell defend a little bit from Verstappen. But obviously we see that, you know, the straight line speed of the Red Bull, it's just too quick.
Yeah.
And that's the call that they made. That's the Mercedes pick up on the straight line speed of that Red Bull, and they pit in Russell to try to cover Verstappen to try to get more track position, which inevitably kind of works, because Russell gets P2 and behind Verstappen. So it's not necessarily a bad call to pit Russell to try to get position, but then that leaves Sir Lewis Hamilton basically out to dry.
Right.
And then you see his radio.
Woo, his radio was on fire. It was one bleep after the next.
But
he was so mad.
Red Bull kind of caught them with their pants down.
Yeah.
So like the damage mitigation of pitting Russell and then and then having him get P2 and then Hamilton getting P4. Yes, that's disappointing to Lewis Hamilton fans and Lewis Hamilton who wanted to get on a podium, but I don't think if Hamilton was first place. He was after the safety car.
Right.
You have track position against Max Verstappen. I mean, you have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Even if that chance is very slim.
Right.
Against the new compound, that soft tire and the Red Bull combination. You're ahead of him.
Yeah.
So, and even if he got by him super quick, which I think everyone in Mercedes probably knew was going to happen. I mean, if there's one guy that can probably defend from Max Verstappen, it's Lewis Hamilton and
right.
whatever compound that he's got.
Yeah.
So I don't really necessarily disagree with the call of pitting of Russell, but it just kind of sucks for Hamilton because
yeah.
Red Bull kind of caught them like really nicely.
Mm-hmm. They were stuck. That was good strategy.
Yeah, and I hate the whole like. This everyone's criticizing Lewis Hamilton for like I can't believe he said I can't believe you guys effing screwed me like that. I can't tell you how pissed I am right now. I hate how people are criticizing him for this because like that hits the heat of moment. It's the heat of the moment
well,
stuff.
Yeah.
Like
he's feisty. Stupid.
I mean, Sebastian Vettel like commented about this a few years back when he was with Ferrari. Like he related to like football players. He
yeah.
said like, do you think if they put like mics on football players, do you think if soccer players for Americans? I'm an American. What am I saying? Soccer players. He said, do you think, like, if you put mics on soccer players, do you think they would have every, like, jolly good things to say about everybody else when if they get tackled super hard? So
right.
I hate the whole, like, they have radios on them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, of course they're not going to say everything that's super, like, everything's going to be rainbows and sunshine when
right.
they're battling for a position on a
right.
track. Like,
yeah.
their adrenaline is going... It's just
yeah.
stupid. I hate that.
No, you can't expect somebody to just completely keep their composure, especially when they're going at, 200 miles an hour and they have to focus on everything. I mean, there's so much going on.
And I think Lewis did expect to be put on, to be get pitted in the safety car and be
mm-hmm.
get put on softs. I mean, I don't know why if I'm in the car, I would be thinking that too, to cover
mm-hmm.
Verstappen. But, I mean, we've seen, even you pit, you're behind Verstappen, what are you going to do now? Like,
yeah.
Verstappen is too quick on the straight. It's
right.
it's basically impossible to pass anywhere else other than down turn one. And we know that the DRS on, especially the Mercedes, isn't that great.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with their whole, the downforce on the Mercedes isn't awesome either. So it's not like they're awesome in a straight line. So
right.
it's not like they can do anything about passing anyone into turn one in Zandvoort when Verstappen's ahead of him with a new tire compound.
Well, and
so,
when Verstappen's in the lead and he has good tires, it's a done deal.
It's game over, man.
Yep.
Like
it's
you
a
can
done deal.
You might
There's
as well
no
just
way.
Be playing for second and third.
Yep.
Which
it's
they could
crazy.
which they did.
Well, and the other let's talk about the other speaking of second and third
yeah.
when Russell overtakes Lewis.
Yeah, that was close.
That was close.
Oh my
and
god,
dicey.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine
I was
if
getting,
Russell would have taken them both out?
I was getting shades of Baku in 2017.
Oh my gosh.
Verstappen Ricardo fight.
Mm-hmm. It was bad. I was like, what is he doing?
That was close.
I mean, okay, more power to him. Russell was taking advantage of the situation, but wow, he could have really set the Mercedes way back.
Yes.
What
luckily,
was he thinking? I mean, I know he was thinking about getting a podium.
Lewis
I get
might. I think Lewis might have given him a little shimmy.
Oh.
So, obviously, when you're tailing somebody down, you're on the left-hand side of the track
yep.
when you're going down the main straight. If you want to defend, you can either go to the right or left. Everyone was trying to going to the right in the beginning of the race
mm-hmm.
To defend. That actually ended up being the wrong choice. So I think Russell was expecting Lewis to kind of defend from the right. But then Lewis kind of planted his car
right
on the left side
yeah,
to defend from the outside because
yep.
going into that tight hander, that tight right hander, the outside is kind of a nice line because then it you get a nice exit going into the left hander
mm-hmm.
at the next turn or turn two. So I think Russell was expecting Lewis to defend from the inside like everyone else kind of has been,
mm-hmm.
but that didn't happen.
He definitely got.
So
shot,
yeah, Russell had to. Overtake Lewis on the inside, which
he
worked out, I
he
guess.
Did, but
it was close.
It was super close. And I'm really glad nothing happened. And kind of cool to see, you know, Mercedes back on the podium.
Yeah, Russell P2, he equals his best finish outside of Belgium from last year when he was in the Williams.
Yep. Ah, the Williams.
But yeah, good. Like, overall, Mercedes, like,
they can
battle Red Bull now.
Yeah, they looked much better, I thought, in this race than they've looked in a long time.
Mm-hmm. I will be interested to see what they can do in Monza, especially how straight that track is.
Yeah.
The Red Bull is going to be a rocket.
I know.
I don't know if the Mercedes can cope. I really don't think they can.
I don't either. I think they've been driving that car very, very well, both Lewis and
they look great.
George. They look really look great. Good.
I mean, this is probably one of their best weekends this mm-hmm. week, because, I mean, they were battling Red Bulls for the first time this year. Like, they were actually, like, one could have thought they could have won the race. Maybe you change a safety car here and there, and you get rid of the VSC after the AlphaTauri parked it. But, I mean, there was a chance going into this that, hey, maybe Mercedes can turn this thing around. Mm-hmm. And I think that they might be looking to take that into Monza, but I don't know, man. Yeah. Like, I don't see them doing well in Monza. I would be surprised if they get on the podium in Monza.
No, well, that because that track, you're right, is just straight lines. It's a much a cleaner, not so crazy looking track. And Red Bull's gonna really fly on that track, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, what happened to Sonoda? What's the controversy here? This was weird.
I hate this stupid controversy.
There was a lot of really strange stuff.
Yeah, Sonoda...
He pulls over, thinking his tire's weird. Mm-hmm. They say it's not.
They pit him lap 41 for hards. He thinks that they're not fitted right. His team disagrees with him. So he, like, kind of stops and says, hey, these tires aren't fitted. And then the team says, actually, they are, so why don't you come in again for, because he like loosens his seatbelt because he might have thought that he was retiring or something. So he comes back into the pits and then he gets his seatbelt readjusted and then he gets pit on and then he gets pitted for used softs and then he comes out and then he says, actually, there is a problem with the rear. So then he parks it and then that brings out
the safety car,
which gives Max an advantage.
A massive advantage. Mm-hmm. So the conspiracy is that...
Which is dumb. I hate it.
It's curious, though.
It's dumb. Doesn't make any sense.
I mean, but AlphaTauri is...
Twitter sucks.
So Twitter is saying that Sonoda took one for the team, essentially. So that Max could take advantage of the safety car.
Because they wanted him to win his home GP. But, like, he was probably going to do it anyway. And why would they... I mean, they have, like, 135-point advantage in the Constructors' Championship. If there was even, like, a shred of evidence supporting this, like, the FIA would investigate it. They found out that they were cheating, then the FIA would kick them out of the championship this year.
Well, it looked awfully weird. Just going to say. They were messing around with his seatbelt, and it seemed strange. There was a lot of things going on.
That was weird. I don't know. Sonoda, it was kind of weird that, like, they didn't trust the driver, because, like...
Yep.
Yeah. He knows that there's a problem with the car, right? Uh-huh. Like, he's driven the car.
Right.
If there's a problem, then he'll probably know about it.
Yeah, you
would
think.
The team... It's like, okay, no, actually, Sonoda, you're actually wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you come in for some softs instead? And then there actually was an issue, which they didn't clarify.
So. Yeah, it was strange.
I don't know, man. It was weird.
Well, they'll have to take that one to their grave, because I don't imagine anybody's going to talk too much about that if that was really the case. But very interesting, strange acts by AlphaTauri this weekend.
Yeah, they didn't look very good. Either.
They didn't look good. Gasly didn't even... get points. It was just bleh, the whole thing.
The team didn't
look very good that
well,
day.
Well, actually, they're 5 points behind Haas right now. So they could overtake Haas for the constructors if they wanted to. Pierre Gasly was close. He got 11th.
Please listen to what you just said.
He got 11th.
They're 5 points behind Haas.
Hey, man.
Wait, what? I know I love Haas. I wanna cheer for Haas, but
Haas has some stuff to figure out.
Oh boy, don't they ever. Speaking of figuring things out, or who's in and who's out, Ricardo.
Ricardo's out.
Out. And?
Oscar Piastri in. No surprise to everyone. It's just been confirmed now. I feel like we talked about Piastri and Ricardo, but we'll just report on it because that's what we're doing. We're journalists.
So where will Ricardo end up?
Who knows? There are rumors, or like, I saw on Twitter that they were like rumoring Ricardo for a reserve driver for Mercedes next year.
Reserve driver. Yikes. That is a demotion and a half. Seriously? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know it's for Mercedes, but wow, not even driving at all?
I guess.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, Alpine, they have a seat. Haas has a seat. Williams has a seat. Those are his three options.
Why does Haas have a seat?
Mick Schumacher doesn't have a contract yet.
Oh, that's right.
So if they want to sign Schumacher, they got to do it. If they don't, they don't have to.
Oh, right.
But yeah, Ricardo, I wouldn't mind seeing him in a Haas.
I like Daniel Ricardo. I do. I like him. I think he's a good driver. Right now, he's in a weird headspace. Something's weird. He needs.
And Mick Schumacher was dropped from the Ferrari junior team. Huh. Like the junior academy. So maybe there's something to that. I don't know.
It'll be interesting. When will that all play out?
Who knows?
It could take a long time.
Who knows when that's going to play out?
Well, it'll be, I'm sorry, Ricardo, that you're not going to be driving for McLaren next year. It'll be interesting to see where Piastri does, but.
It sucks. Ricardo is a good guy. He's not.
I know.
Like.
Very likable.
He hasn't done anything controversial. He hasn't said anything bad.
Nope.
He's a good guy.
He's just not driving.
He hasn't found the power of the McLaren.
Nope.
And sometimes drivers do that. So. I think he's still a great asset for a team, but you need to find, because Ricardo's a great driver. I mean, he's really the only guy that has really competed with Max Verstappen in the Red Bull team.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and that's looks really good on a resume for especially other teams. I mean, if Alpine would be kind of he's familiar with that team. He's been with Renault. It wouldn't be a bad idea to look at him again.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Haas, it wouldn't be a bad idea to look at him.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since Mick Schumacher hasn't had the greatest season ever compared to Kevin Magnussen.
And Williams is too much of a demotion, right?
Williams is kind of a demotion. I don't know if...
But he would be driving.
He would be driving. I just don't know if that's the direction that Williams wants to go in.
Oh, I see.
Because they're looking at Nick DeVries right now and Josh and Logan Sargeant.
Oh, yeah.
So... I don't know if they want to put those two guys on hold for a guy like Ricardo who hasn't proven himself in a better team.
Right.
So it's just plenty to look at.
Mm-hmm. If,
I think Haas would be a good fit for him, honestly. He's out of that Mercedes.
Plus, the Americans love him.
Yeah. So, exactly. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good point.
He's very popular with the Americans.
If I'm Gunther Steiner and I for next year and I have Ricardo and Magnussen as my two guys, I would be like, okay, I can do that.
Yeah.
Sucks for Mick, but like, I don't.
Mick could go drive for Williams.
They could.
Mick's a great driver. I just don't think he's.
He's not beating Magnussen though.
Nope.
And it's just disappointing.
It is.
Because if he can't beat Magnussen. As this stud F2 champion for Prema last year, the best F2 team in the history of ever.
It's really sad. You can't, I mean, just because his last name's Schumacher doesn't mean he's his dad, and it's not fair for him to
to
hold on to it like that. That sucks that, you know, people want him to be his dad and he's not, and it's okay.
Yeah.
He's a good driver. But he may not be a championship driver, at least not in this car.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the results are in, and Max Verstappen.
The results are in.
They are in. They're official.
Yeah, they're official.
They happened 2 days
happened
ago.
Happened a day ago. They are in.
Max Verstappen number one, George Russell number two on the overtake from Lewis.
Yeah,
that was not a pretty thing. But
call. Smart call for Russell to get pitted on softs.
Yeah. Yeah. It was that whole debacle was it benefited. I mean, they got points. They got really good points. It's too bad Lewis couldn't get past Charles Leclerc and get into that podium position. But, you know, fourth place is better than nothing.
Better than nothing.
Better than DNF.
It's better than DNF.
But I'm sure, I mean, he just, there was two things I'm sure he just is chewing on him, which is the whole pit stop situation and then George Russell just passing him on a dime.
Yeah, looking down the order, Sergio Perez, solid, not too bad a performance from him today or yesterday. And then Alonso and Lando, good little scrap from them later in the race. Sainz gets that 5-second penalty, drops him down to eighth. And then Ocon, and then Lance Stroll completes the points.
Isn't that crazy?
Positions.
Has he gotten points yet this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got like, I don't know, four or five.
Yeah. So I mean,
he's got more than that.
I mean,
because Sebastian is 20, so he's got like, well, let's see, Sebastian has 20, so he has 5 points. He has 5 points.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, not actually pretty solid weekend from Lance, I will say. He got into Q3.
Yeah.
It sucks that he wasn't able to do a flying lap in Q3. There was a technical issue, but if he did, I think he would have gotten a little higher than 10th.
He drove pretty well. He was pretty clean driver yesterday.
He was solid.
He looked a lot better than he's looked in a long time.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe we're saying Lance Stroll is solid.
Right? That's what's super weird to me.
He was actually, I mean, I'll give him praise, man. That was a good race.
And he came in ahead of Pierre, and Pierre's a solid driver always.
That was a good race.
He did have a nice race. And there's your little Esteban Ocon sitting in points again.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
In ninth. Just
that
laying
is
low.
A really fascinating thing to watch this year. He's just always in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
He's never losing.
Never losing.
Well, he's eighth in points total.
He is.
I mean, that's something to say.
It is.
Of course, looking at the whole standings of the drivers, Max is 100 points ahead of the next two guys.
Yeah, it might as well be like 500.
I mean,
like,
is there any way anybody can catch up to him? I just don't think there is.
Nope.
There's no way he can not win at this point.
Nope.
I mean, Charles Leclerc and Sergio, they're both at 210. They could race. I don't think they'll keep up.
Nope. Max Verstappen could take the next, like, four weekends off, and he'd still be fine.
He'd still be fine, because he would come right back in and win.
Yeah.
He's just driving out, lights out. It's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But Max Verstappen, Charles Leclerc, Sergio tied, and then George Russell is fourth.
Mm-hmm. Yes, George Russell gets past Carlos Sainz to take P4 in the championship. Lewis Hamilton isn't that far behind.
Nope.
So maybe there's a hunt for fourth and fifth. Or maybe even third for the Mercedes team if they can manage to get past Sergio.
Right.
So I think I think George Russell is definitely going to have Sergio Perez targeted for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe even Charles Leclerc. I mean,
yeah.
Listen, like, this Mercedes team's only getting better and better.
It is.
So you know, we go to tracks like Sao Paulo in Brazil. We go to tracks like Abu Dhabi. We go to tracks, you know, like with a little bit of a whine to them, like.
The
like
Mercedes,
Coda.
Yeah.
You know, the Mercedes likes the tight, windy turns.
They do.
So, you know, you might see George Russell climb up the ladder a little more going into the latter half of the season.
Yeah, the Red Bull likes the straights and the Mercedes likes the turns. That's for sure.
Yeah, but the constructor's story is a bit different.
That
honestly.
Is a bit different. Holy Moses, it's like 150 points.
511 for Christian Horner's Red Bulls and 376 for Matteo Benotto's.
And I have to say, those 376 points that the Ferraris have gotten are a sheer gift. They have just absolutely thrown their season down the toilet. It just, they're just by sheer will, they're getting these points because they're certainly not doing themselves any favors.
Now they're making it pretty hard for themselves.
They are making it so hard for themselves. And then Mercedes at 346. So really, that the race for second and third.
Yeah,
is real.
I think now after the Dutch Grand Prix, Mercedes definitely, like, Toto Wolff is going to be gunning for second.
Yeah.
For the Constructors' Championship. And I don't blame the guy. They look great. So I think P2 is pretty realistic, especially with the Ferrari collapse that's happening right now.
Yeah. Ugh, it's almost like I want to start making predictions about what's going to happen to Ferrari. every week.
Oh, God.
I don't want to do that, but it's just insane.
That's just depressing.
It is depressing because I had such high hopes for them this season because I really like both those drivers. But boy, I tell you what, the garage is not helping them at all.
Nope.
So let's take a look at Monza. Is this Ferrari's last chance?
To do anything? Yeah.
Yeah. What happens if they don't do well? If they don't fare well in Monza, are they out of the game?
If they don't have any sort of if they don't dominate in Monza, it's game over.
Yeah.
I think it's already pretty much game over. Mm-hmm. So with giving up any doubt, you gotta win in Monza.
I know. And then Lewis Hamilton, what's his reaction going to be? Is he going to be all fire and will?
I think so. Yeah. He's a pretty calm guy. So I think he'll be all right. I just don't see either Mercedes on the podium because of just how straight Monza is compared to the rest of the circuit.
Right.
Rest of the tracks, I should say.
Right. And then last year was a McLaren win. Will McLaren, how will they look this weekend, do you think? I mean, Lando's been driving pretty well.
Yeah, I think definitely better. I hope Ricardo can do something.
He just needs to do something.
And I think getting out of Q2 to get into Q3 will be a huge accomplishment for both drivers. If they can both get into Q3, I think that's probably what Zach Brown is looking at for realistic goals, which I hope they can do for the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think, I don't know if all eyes are on McLaren. I think certainly most of them probably will be. Mm-hmm. I hope so, because yeah, they were kind of gifted a win last year with the whole Mercedes or the whole Lewis Hamilton Verstappen crash, but they look good other than that. So I don't know, McLaren could maybe sneak into some better points positions and maybe turn that into a podium. Who knows? But I doubt it.
Well, Lando's been driving pretty well, and mm-hmm. we'll see where he lands. He's kind of always in the mix, competing. Mm-hmm. Well, what are your predictions?
Well, Max Verstappen is going to win by a lot, quite a lot.
I just think that you're just caving. I think you're, come on, don't just.
That's the prediction I'm making. I think that's what's going to happen. I'm basing my prediction on what I think is going to happen. Okay. And I think that Max Verstappen is going to win.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And I think Charles Leclerc is going to get second, and I think Carlos Sainz is going to get third.
Well, that would be a fun thing to see.
Double podium for Ferrari.
Who's your driver of the day?
Carlos Sainz.
Okay. Nice. He deserves it.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. I would love for Carlos Sainz to be driver of the day. I'm going way rogue.
You are going way rogue.
I know. I'm getting really weird here. I'm feeling like something might change and Red Bull is going to have a weekend that's not necessarily a good one.
Mm.
So I'm going to say George Russell is going to come in P1. I think Charles.
George Russell is going to win.
I think in Monza. Going to win in Monza. He's been driving. He just drives so well and he's so steady. And then Charles Leclerc. And then I think Lewis Hamilton's going to get on a podium. I think George Russell will be driver of the day. Wouldn't that be crazy?
I don't even know how to respond to that.
I know. It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, yeah, go George.
just the chutzpah he showed last weekend.
Yeah.
Taking on Lewis and not without a care in the world. And no, I mean, it wasn't.
And commanding his garage.
Just absolutely. I don't know. He seems to be gaining confidence. Mm-hmm. There's something about it. But it'll be an exciting race coming up in Monza. Classic, right?
Yeah. Should be a fun one. Mm-hmm. It has been fun for the past 2 years with the Pierre win in 2020.
Right.
And then the double podium or the 1-2 for the good old McLaren team.
I know. That was so cool.
Ricardo gets his win last year.
And he got a shoey.
And he does a shoey. I'd love to see a shoey again sometime.
I know.
But hey, Piastri next year maybe.
Yep. Oh, that's right. He's Australian.
He
is Australian.
He better do a shoey.
Yeah, just that would be awesome.
In honor if he wins. We'll sing it that if he wins.
Yeah.
In honor of, I don't know. I'm not Australian, so who knows. But yeah, I hope. It should be a fun one.
Yeah,
it should be a fun one.
Yeah, this one's a classic. It's always fun to watch. It's great, great venue, great track.
Mm-hmm. The last the triple header.
Yep.
So then we got another week off, and then we go to I can't remember, but we'll figure it out later. we'll have an episode about that one though.
I feel like we're in North America soon.
We are pretty soon.
Yeah.
When's
Austin? October sometime. Yep.
Middle of October, I think.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Come to the States.
Wow.
But we got to focus on Monza first.
Yep. Monza first.
Go Italy.
All right. Here we go. Well, did we do it?
Oh, we did it.
All right. This has been Points to Podiums Podcast. I'm Lori Hemmett.
I'm Nolan Hemmett.
And go Formula One.
We'll see you in Monza.
See you in Monza.